Would you like bullets with that?
You can't bring your gun to Starbucks, but guns are welcome at the Shooter's Grill in Rifle, Colorado. More and more independent restaurants in the U.S. now allow their customers to carry weapons. I believe in the right to bear arms, explains Sharma Floyd, owner of the Shiloh Brew & Shoe in Maryville, Tennessee. As a small business owner, who am I to take it away? Floyd told the Wall Street Journal. Such pro-gun policies are a reaction to chains like Starbucks. In 2013, Starbucks asked patrons at its 12,000 American cafes to leave their guns at home. Still, even pro-gun restaurants have limits. Brian Crosswhite of Leesburg, Virginia, gives discounts to gun owners, but not to a customer with a semi-automatic rifle. I told him to go home, Crosswhite says.
For our second story, we head to a little-known part of France, London.
David, don't start playing tricks on me. Everybody knows that London is in Britain and not France, isn't it?
Well, yes, of course it is, Erin. But so many French nationals now live in Britain's capital that the city is sometimes called Paris on Thames. As you listen to our next story, make a note of the number of French nationals who are living in London.
I can't wait to hear.
French connections. For some wags, London has become Paris on Thames. That's because more than 270,000 French nationals now live in the British capital, one of the largest French populations outside of France. London's mayor, Boris Johnson, quips that London is now France's sixth largest city. Many of the French in London are high-powered graduates of elite universities who work in banking and finance. The UK has a more open, flexible and dynamic job market than continental Europe, French telecoms manager Nicolas Ott points out. The selection of managers and senior people is much more based on their personal competences, as illustrated by what they have delivered in the past, rather than where they come from, Ott told The Guardian. The perfect example is the governor of the Bank of England. He is a Canadian, Ott comments.
So, did you get the answer to our question about how many French nationals live in London? The answer was more than 270,000. Listen again.
For some wags, London has become Paris on Thames. That's because more than 270,000 French nationals now live in the British capital, one of the largest French populations outside of France. Let's turn now to our first main focus from our business skills section. One of the most important factors in doing business successfully is having good relationships with colleagues and business partners. And this means putting time and effort into building and maintaining your network of contacts.
But often, people feel as though they don't have the time to do this effectively, particularly when many of the conversations they have at work are very short.
So, what can you do to make the most of your business contacts?
For advice, we'd like to welcome communication skills expert Ken Taylor.
Hello, this is Ken Taylor from London. In his latest article, Bob Dignan talks about three-minute moments. These are the many short, casual conversations that we have during our working day. Bob suggests that these moments are opportunities for us to build and deepen our contact networks. Let's look at three areas that Bob thinks are important in making the most of your three-minute moments. First, manage the moment. Know when key contacts might be in the canteen or coffee room. Be in the right place at the right time. But then, and this is very important, assess their willingness to talk to you. Listen to their response to your greeting. This should tell you whether they are in the mood for a chat. Let's see how sensitive you are to this. You will hear David greet Laura, one of his colleagues. Laura will then respond to David's